high gas prices. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Pain at the pump continues for Americans on a busy 4th of July travel weekend.
Just in time for all those road trips, half a dozen states just raised their gas taxes, including here in California, by 3 cents, bringing the average cost here to $6.27 a gallon. The national average is $4.82. So if you are among those hitting the road, police across the country will be conducting sobriety checkpoints. Keep that in mind, along with the best times to hit the road. Basically, leave early. Between noon and 9 p.m. would be the worst time to travel, according to AAA. And as for heading back, if you can leave Monday while people are still celebrating the holiday, you can expect less congestion and safer roads.
Fox's Claudia Cohen. Meanwhile, LaGuardia Airport in New York has some of the most flight delays and cancellations in the country this holiday weekend.
On the East Coast, the July 4th holiday weekend, starting out with hundreds of flight delays, at least 500 U.S. flights canceled and about 5,000 delayed. Yesterday, nearly 2.5 million travelers nationwide passed through airport security. It was the first time since before the pandemic that the TSA had those large numbers. One of the things to point out is that if you're going to be delayed, there's going to be some type of delay with weather. You can't just get on another flight because all of those flights are full.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. And a Trump administration immigration program known as Remain in Mexico is now able to be phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Alvarez tells Cavuto Live he's concerned that an influx of migrants will attempt to cross.
That might just give them even more motivation now to try to cross the border into the United States. So we've got to keep a close eye on that because there's thousands that are in those camps right now.
Border Patrol agents say that removing the policy will place more pressure on a system that is already under stress. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A third officer has died, shot during an ambush in Floyd County, Kentucky, Thursday.
Officer Jacob Chaffins has died. Unfortunately, his canine dog also was killed. It was when they were trying to serve a warrant at a home, a man's home, and then five others were hurt. Three officers are still in the hospital. Two are stable. One is in critical condition. Another was treated and released. Now, authorities say this happened in a mountainous region of eastern Kentucky and were fired at for hours and, quote, didn't stand a chance. That's coming from the sheriff. The 49-year-old suspect eventually surrendering to police and taken into custody.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, New York State has approved an extensive list of new gun laws related to buying and carrying handguns after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the state's previous concealed carry licensing rules were unconstitutional.
The Supreme Court's decisions were certainly setbacks, but we view them as only temporary setbacks. I refuse to surrender my right as governor to protect New Yorkers from gun violence.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who signed the Democrat-backed legislation Friday. Gun rights advocates and Republican leaders say the new rules not only violate the Second Amendment, but also privacy and free speech rights. Plus, the future site of a first responder training facility in Atlanta has proven a favorite target of vandals.
Opponents call the training center Cop City and have staged protests as far away as New York City, Charlotte, and Birmingham, Alabama, outside the offices of construction companies affiliated with the project. One contractor working at the site in Georgia believes protesters tracked him to a friend's construction company 20 miles away, burning and spray painting equipment, even though the firm has no involvement with the project. Activists have denied any responsibility for the vandalism, but tweeted photos in June of small tree houses where protesters camped out at the construction site.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.